This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Special, well, Hot and Candy Princess episode of the BCP. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, got to shout out our sponsors, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on the weekends. Check them out. Our favorite store. You'll check out our Funkenstein commercial. Got to shout out IWA, Intense Wrestling Alliance, Season 2 of Intensity, now on YouTube. And got to shout out our new sponsors, of course, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time on all podcast streaming platforms and on Patreon. Now that the bills are paid, please welcome to the show someone I've heard a lot about, someone who does deserve to be here on the BCP, an up-and-comer. She is the Cotton Candy Princess. I love the hair. Please welcome to the show, Miss Tiffany Avatar. Tiffany, welcome in. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am good. I'm so sorry for the Excalibur reading all the sponsorships, but I got to get those out of the way. Thank you for making a few minutes. And Tiffany, I'm going to be very real with you. You know, I said to you off air, you know, a lot of times on the show, I like to really get to know people before having them on the show. I like to see story arcs they're in. I like to see them wrestle. You know, that's like one of my rules. But for you, Tiffany, PJ, you know, a little behind the curtain here, PJ had reached out. PJ, who has helped me, the Savage One himself, has helped me in so many forms and fashions, reached out to me and said, hey, there's a lot of these up-and-comers that are really good. I want to give them that exposure. I want to give them opportunity. And for him to go the extra mile, like, you know, PJ always does, reached out to me said, hey, could you have so-and-so-and-so-and-on? And he said, Tiffany. And I said, I had heard from many of my sources that Tiffany was a standout at a lot of these tryouts. She really stole the show. And the name I heard the most was Tiffany. So I'm glad you're here. I want to get to know you a little bit better. I want you to tell your story. But real quick, let's shout out the Savage One. What's it like working with PJ and all he's done for you so far?
I have loved working with PJ. My first real experience working with him was at the Chosen Pro Wrestling tryout. And I had actually messaged him before, a couple weeks before, and I said, hey, like, I'm just getting started and I have a lot to learn, but I saw the ad for this and I was really interested in coming. And he was like, absolutely. And like messaging him, he was super comfy. Like, he was really nice to me. I got there, you know, he said hi again. He was really nice, but he definitely put us to work.
That's awesome. And so you say you're fairly new in the business. Like, yes. Where are you training? How long, not to be cliche, but how long have you been doing this?
So most people might actually recognize me from GTS back in 2018 about 2020. I kind of started dabbling a little bit then, but you know, we had some personal issues, so that kind of took precedent and
that's
I stepped
away.
That's
how it goes.
And then I actually moved out of Jersey in the beginning of 2022. So I'm in upstate New York now, and I've been training at Extreme Wrestling Alliance and Standing Eight Entertainment. I've got some fantastic trainers between the two places, and I've learned so much in the last couple of months. It's been phenomenal.
That's awesome. And again, not just saying that, I always say this on the show, I should make a t-shirt, but not just saying that because you're here, Tiffany, but I heard so many great things about your matches. I heard so many great things about you before PJ even reached out. So I'm glad that we got to do this. I definitely got to see you wrestle live in person for sure. But I got to ask you this. Tiffany, you know, I heard Tiffany this, Tiffany this, Tiffany this. I reached out. I'm like, is that the gimmicks, Tiffany? You said Tiffany avatar. Gotta ask where the avatars come from. I have some ideas, maybe some influence.
So I'm probably gonna shock you with this. And okay. Avatar fits me in so many ways. What I've come to realize is that I'm an avatar in myself. Like, I just keep surprising people left and right. But the name originally comes from my number one favorite obsession, the metal band Avatar.
Oh, you went with the band. Okay. I'm thinking, is it the series? Is it the movie? Or going, like, with the video game Avatar? I had so many ideas. That's a great answer. Really?
I have seen them 50 times since 2017.
No way. That's amazing. Now, so the BCP is an amalgamation of indie wrestling and indie, you know, we start with a lot of the indie music and the indie bands in the Jersey area. Do you play? Do you sing? Are you a musician in any form or fashion? Oh, no way. Look at that. Really? Okay. Tell us about how long you've been playing. with bass and guitar. Really? I like the blue.
Hold on. I'll show you my baby.
Whoa. How many you got? Wow. Okay. That was a dumb question on my. Ooh, I like that finish. That is, and it's very you. It's very you. I like that a lot. So how long you been playing?
So I've been playing. I started with clarinet when I was in elementary school. So about 2003. I got my first electric guitar in 2004 and then really started playing in 2007.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, have you done the band thing? Like, because I've done the band thing since I was 16, you know, playing venues. It's very comparable to like indie wrestling. Have you done any of that or coffee houses or solo performances or anything like that?
I mean, I played, like, my brother used to have this band next to him, his neighbors, and I would play in the garage with them whenever I'd go visit him. But other than that, like, nothing serious. Like, maybe playing in my friend's garage. We'd play some Evanescence and stuff like that.
I'm here for it. I love it. So I'm a drummer over here. Although okay. I can do like, you know, like the power chords and stuff on guitar. but I always wish I could sing. Like, are you able to sing or while you're playing as well? I feel like as guitarists and bassists, like we always want to be able to sing.
I am really good at singing really bad.
Okay. Well, that's good though. That's awesome. Yeah, I get it. That's me. Yeah. That's me when nobody's here or I'm in the car.
Oh yeah.
I get it. Favorite. I know we're getting totally into music, but favorite bands or artists besides Avatar.
Bullet for My Valentine, Gojira, Volbeat, Disturbed.
So you like the heavy stuff, yeah?
Okay. Oh yeah, Ice Nine Kills. I'm big into them right now.
Okay, cool. That's epic. Very cool. I could talk music all day, but let's talk shop a little bit here, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Again, I heard so many great things about you. Just the in-ring performance, obviously just having you here on the show for a few minutes, I'm like, all right, she's got a great personality, you know, brings a lot to the show. I'm sure she brings a lot to the ring as well. I'm sure the fans, typically gravitate, to you as well. Tell us a little bit about the cotton candy princess part of the persona. Obviously I see the blues and the pinks, and that's, I'm not gonna lie. That's good marketing right there. I think it's brilliant.
So cotton candy, the whole idea honestly came from me being a kid. I was obsessed with cotton candy. Like, I swear I had an unhealthy, like, I would constantly think about it every day. And these just so happen to be my life colors. Anybody that's followed me from my time at GTS until now knows that these colors have always been in my hair. Like, all of my clothes match these colors. My car matches these colors. Like, it's a lifestyle.
And the guitar as well. That's so cool.
Oh, yes.
I dig it. Do you find, and I know you said, what was it, 2018 you started, you said?
Yeah.
Do you find, I'm guessing that you're a baby face, just off the top of my head. do you find, like, the fans, because I feel like a lot of times there's a lot of wrestlers, no matter how long they've been doing it, just calling it down the middle here, some are still, no matter how good they are in the ring, they find it very hard to connect with the fans, or like, who is so-and-so? Like, what is my persona? What is my gimmick? I feel like just knowing you for 10 minutes, just here and now, like, I know who you are. I know what you stand for. I know what you represent. And I've heard great things about your in-ring work. Do you find that Tiffany Avatar connects with the fans?
I think I connect with the fans a little bit easier than some people do, honestly, because anytime I'm around them, like, they know that I'm going to put my heart into 1,000% of what I'm doing, whether it's a promo, whether it's actually wrestling. Like, my heart is in everything because I've worked so hard just to be able to say that I can wrestle. Like, I'm not wasting a second in it.
That's amazing. Amazing to hear. And I'm sure you're going to keep doing great things. I really want to see you wrestle now. I want to see you cut some promos on some people. And I got to ask you this, Tiffany. I mean, here in the Northeast, there's a lot of up and comers here in the independents. There's a lot of big names. There's a lot of opportunity to work with AEW talent that come through all the time. We're very lucky. Legends are still wrestling, Hall of Famers. Let's start with this first. Who on the independents, male or female, would you like to wrestle, lock up with? You know, who are kind of some of your targets right now that you want to lock up with in a ring?
So my number one target right now would have to be Becca at Titan.
Oh, Becca. Yeah, sure. We know Becca. Yeah.
We had a match and it didn't go as planned.
Right.
For the record, I was kicking her butt. Let's make that clear.
All
first.
Right, on record. Okay. Okay.
So I just need the official W so I can be done with that and move on to bigger things.
I like that little unfinished business. Let's run it back. You know, I had things in control. All right, very, very cool. I respect that. All right. So this is an official, not maybe a call out, but official call for a rematch. All right. We're hearing
it. Oh, yes.
First. Okay. Very, very cool. And then some of those talents from like AEW, you know, a lot of times I'm in the locker rooms with the likes of Crowbar, Tommy Dreamer. A lot of these legends are coming through as well. It's so cool to see. I love that there's this opportunity. I love that there's so many big national promotions now. Who from, you know, realistically, because it's very within the realm of possibility, who would you like to lock up with on that national level?
My number one goal in my life is to wrestle Mercedes Moné.
Oh, I'm here for that. Okay.
She's a big part of why I really pushed myself to be here, and I need that match to happen before I'm done.
And it very well can. It's in the realm of possibility. Right now, she's kind of jumping all over the place. A lot of stuff in Japan right now, as we saw. I think she just lost the title.
She did.
Yeah, it's a whole nother story. And that being said, I heard, you know, a lot of reports coming in, like, she's very humble, like, you know, no issues, you know, dropping the title, just, you know, one of the team over there. That's so good to hear, staying humble. You know, PJ, I got to shout him out again for obviously putting this together and helping you out. I thought when I asked who you wanted to fight, you were going to go, PJ, I'm going to take out PJ. But he's got a lot on his plate right now. We'll leave it alone. And we love you.
I'm bold, but I don't think I could beat the Savage one just yet.
Not yet, anyway. That's it. But I got to ask you, for you, what are kind of like the goals moving forward? Because a lot of times here in the independents, we see a lot of that gold collecting going on, you know, when you're working a lot of promotions, you know, you kind of get, you know, we have like those Thanoses of the Northeast, the King Midas, the Queen Midas, you know, people kind of do the gold collecting. And for me, I personally prefer, you know, not to lead you with this question, but like, I kind of like the long-term storytelling. We're seeing a little bit more of that now on the national product. It's hard in the independents to do that as much. What are kind of the short-term goals for you on the independents?
My short-term goals right now is to make my debut at Goddesses. I was at the first show and I was amazed. Really? And I thought everybody was fantastic. And that was where I wanted to be. So getting the opportunity to do the Chosen tryout and then be able to debut at Titan just made me feel like I'm so close, like I can get there. And then from there, my goal is AEW.
I love that. That's very cool. There's a lot of opportunity there and great women's roster over on AEW as well. Now, when you said the first Goddesses show, are you talking like was it 2019, 2020? I'm trying to think when it was.
Yeah.
Something like, so you were actually there so you were wrestling at that point. You were just coming up. So any of those late, I mean, you know, I got a former Goddesses champion up here. You know, there's a lot of belts upstairs. I'm not going to lie, Tiffany, the Vicious One.
She's on my list.
Oh, she's, oh, I'm going to tell her you said, I'm not getting in. I'll be impartial. We got the Vicious One, Notorious Mimi, Riley Shepard. A lot of these, you know, great women here in the Northeast that have come so far. So watching that show, I was going to say, as a fan, you weren't even a fan, but an up and comer, like, were there any of those ladies that you're like, oh, I want to wrestle them, or anyone that influenced you? I think Frost was there as well.
Definitely Riley Shepherd. Because at the time our hair was pretty similar, and I was like, okay, she could definitely get my attention. Like, we can make some magic happen here. And then I saw her actually get in the ring, and I was like, okay, yes, she can definitely fight. We need to do this.
Oh, okay. And that has not happened. You have not locked up with Riley yet.
No, not yet, but it will happen.
I'm sure it will. And Riley's killing it all over the place. Obviously, get well, Riley, all the best, sending all the best here from the BCP. Got to say this, Tiffany, you know, we talked about short-term goals. Let's tie in. I think you mentioned a little bit. What are the long-term goals? You talked about AEW. Is it to, you know, we've heard all the answers here. Is it to travel the world? Is it to, we've heard people say they want to open the school. You've had a lot of people kind of teach you and take you under their wing. Would you ever be interested in mentoring anyone?
I think if the opportunity came up and I had the ability to mentor somebody, I definitely would. But honestly, like, my long-term goal, and it's, I feel like in a way everybody kind of has this goal, but it means a lot to me, is I want to be able to say that I inspired somebody to do whatever they want to do in the way that wrestlers inspired me throughout my life.
It's the best possible answer. I love that answer, and that's amazing. And I just, I love your attitude, Tiffany. It's so refreshing and amazing to see in this business that sometimes, you know, it can run you down a little bit. You get tired, you know, just doing the reps and putting in the miles, you know, it's a lot. Who besides PJ, you mentioned Riley, who else has really taken you under their wing or even been a mentor to you?
It's kind of out there, and I don't even think this person would even remember, but when I was just getting into it, probably around 2017, 2018, I started hanging around GTS, and I would see Tommy Dreamer at all the SWF shows, and he would always be like, are you wrestling yet? Are you wrestling yet? And I'm like, no, not yet. Like, I'm not ready. Wow. But honestly, if he was never in my ear as much as he was, I don't think I would have been so determined to find my in.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. And Tommy is just, we get to work with him at ISPW a lot, and he is always just the sweetest, always just, you know, giving advice, and just, that's amazing to hear. I might have to clip this and we'll post it for him. I'm sure it put a big smile on his face. That's good. Amazing. And then Tiffany's coming for you, Tommy, just like PJ. She's
yeah.
So watch out. That's amazing, Tiffany. So got to ask the hard hitting question, not at all. Questions here. Let's do it. You said you were from New Jersey. Now you're in New York. This is the big question here. We talk a lot about pizza here on the BCP. Solve this for us, because I feel like if anyone would know, it's you.
Oh,
yeah. Started out in Jersey. Who has the better pizza, New Jersey or New York?
Okay, so there's no right answer to this, because Sawmill in Jersey has the best, largest pizza I've ever had.
So, why does that sound familiar? Where's Sawmill? That sounds so familiar.
It's on the boardwalk in Seaside.
Seaside, okay. Yeah, Seaside. Sure. Okay.
But if you come to upstate New York, in Albany, there is this tiny little place called Marissa's Place. She gives Jersey a run for their money.
Really? Okay.
Oh my gosh. I ate at this place every day for like a month straight on lunch.
Okay.
Like, sure. It's worth it. You got to try it.
Okay. I'll keep that noted if I ever head up that way. So you're up, you said you're up, upstate New York area.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Not in the city or anything like, cause I hear it was
like, no, I'm 20 minutes north of Albany.
Okay. I got you. All right, cool. Well, you're killing it. And I want you to tell everyone right now, Tiffany, shameless promo. We're all about it here on the BCP, where everyone can follow you, get the merch, and more importantly, book you, because I really am not just saying this because you're here. I heard so many good things, you know, about your match, and like, you were a standout at some of the tryouts. Like, I was like, oh yeah, did anyone stand out? This, that, and the other thing. I was just like, oh, this girl, Tiffany, really, really good. So tell everyone where they can follow you, book you, all that good stuff.
Yes, definitely. So follow me on Instagram at Tiffany VW, TiffaniY, not a Y, VW like Volkswagen. You can follow my YouTube, Tiffany Avatar. Again, an I, not a Y, very important. Any merch, TeePublic. The link is in my Instagram bio. And if you are looking to book the Cotton Candy Princess herself, please email tiffanyavatar@gmail.com.
Love it. Very well said. Tiffany, thank you for making a few minutes for the BCB. It's very awesome just to sit down and talk to you, get to know you. Like I said, just getting to know you this past couple minutes, it feels like you have a very good vibe, very positive energy, and I've heard great things about your in-ring work. Got to come see you wrestle sometime soon. Thanks for making the time. And continued success to you, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.